In 2011, ABC canceled two daytime soap operas, All My Children and One Life to Live, which together had been on TV a combined total of 84 years. Millions of soap opera fans were devastated, but as Craig LaMolt of member station WSHU reports, soap fans are now celebrating the return of their shows, but not to TV.
Previously on All My Children, JR arrives at Erica and Jack's engagement party, drunk, holding a gun, and bent on revenge. That was a year and a half ago, and since then, diehard fans of the show have been asking an inversion of the classic question from the TV show Dallas: who did JR shoot? And for a while, it looked like they might never find out. Actor Vincent Irizarry played Dr. David Hayward,
world-renowned cardiologist.
And he says when the shows were canceled, it took the cast by surprise, too. Just a little over a year before, ABC had moved both shows from New York to L.A.
This has been one of the most rewarding, most challenging, exciting characters I've had the opportunity to play in my 30-year career. And, you know, so I had to really put them to rest.
But if we know one thing about soap opera characters, it's that when they die, it's not always permanent. And it turns out the same is true of these soaps. After they were canceled, a production company run by Rich Frank licensed them with a plan to stream them online, but he hit some roadblocks. Then, 6 months later, he got a call from the streaming video website Hulu.
And they called us up and they said, the soap fans are dying for this to come back, and we think that there's a lot of them that will watch these shows on Hulu.
Those fans had created an online and in-person campaign to bring back their shows, including protest rallies at ABC. Sean Brady is one of those soap show activists.
It ranged from boycotting to writing the sponsors to the point where Hoover Vacuum Cleaner Company decided to pull their advertising from ABC Daytime.
For Brady, protesting to bring back a canceled soap opera doesn't seem at all over the top. These shows really mean something to him.
I love the fact that whether you're having a good day or a bad day, you know, they're there for you. They're like family.
And now he's getting his family back.
'Cause we only have one life to live.
On a chilly March day, Brady celebrated with about 25 hardcore soap fans outside the new home of One Life to Live and All My Children in Stamford, Connecticut. The cast brought them coffee and donuts.
Thank you. It is awesome that you all came out here. Thank you.
Okay, guys, taping in 5 seconds.
On the brand new set, All My Children actors Robert Scott Wilson and Jordan Lane Price are sitting on a mattress, his shirt off, her in a silk nightie, sharing an intimate moment. Except that a few feet away from them are about 25 crew members.
Four, kissing. Three, two.
They start, well, making out. It takes a couple of times to get it just right. After the scene, Wilson's back in his dressing room, shirt back on.
It looks like a pretty hard job.
It's got its perks.
The show's executive producer, Ginger Smith, says the new online format frees up the show to be a little bit more progressive in its storylines, and even a little bit racier.
But I always qualify by saying I went through 12 years of Catholic school, so we, you know, it will be a little bit steamier, but obviously we will always try to do good taste.
The question is, will loyal fans of the TV shows be willing to find them online? If they have enough fans like Tina Gray, they'll be all right.
I'm going to cry tears of joy. Actually, I'm crying now just thinking about it.
One Life to Live and All My Children debut on Hulu on Monday. For NPR News, I'm Craig LaMolt in Connecticut.
Coming up, Carl Hyde is one half of the English electronic duo Underworld. He's collaborated with directors like Danny Boyle and musicians like Brian Eno. Now, Hyde is making his solo artist debut. The new album is called Edgeland. The record is a reflective one and includes a story behind his near-death experience on the streets of London.
Beautiful sunny day, I'm walking down the road. The lights change and it says I can cross, and there's a bus, and I cross, and as I cross, a van comes pounding down the outside of this bus and doesn't see the lights, slams on his brakes, and I just think, well, that's that then, and I just let go.
Underworld's Carl Hyde in the next part of All Things Considered from NPR News.